Move that back. So, well, I mean, if you're going to the game and you get there early, you'll just have to sit there an hour with nothing to do. That's all right. But if you want to get there early. But anyway, 6 o'clock tonight, Wazika Steuben and Ithaca playing in baseball and softball. The update at 7 this morning is sponsored by Jones Chevrolet, the car and truck people of Southwest Wisconsin, the Richland Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first, and the Creative Outlet, with custom-made scrapbooking supplies along with consignment clothing. 45 in Richland Center at 7 o'clock.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM Certified Service from Jones Chevrolet, your one-stop shop for all your service needs on Highway 14 East or JonesChev.com. From oil changes to tires, brakes, and inspections, the GM trained technicians make maintenance simple for you. We have the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788, stopping by at Highway 14 East, or visit JonesChev.com. Your friends at Jones Chevrolet take pride in giving you the service you need. Need new tires? Don't forget about the Jones 30-day price match guarantee on tires. Get the best price in town or we will refund the difference. Some restrictions apply. See an advisor for details. And remember, quality, affordable GM accessories are available too from Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or JonesChev.com. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Could be a day of dangerous weather in the plains, with severe weather expected from northern Texas to South Dakota. Multiple intense tornadoes are possible for the area from Oklahoma City to Wichita. Meanwhile, flooding remains the concern in East Texas and the Houston area. ABC's Mola Lange is in Conroe, Texas.
Fortunately, the rainfall has started to ease a little bit here, but the floodwaters still an area of concern, making roads impassable and closing schools this morning.
And the flooding now blamed for one death, a four-year-old boy swept from a car he was traveling in. Israel's called for Palestinian civilians to leave the city of Rafah, signaling a likely attack on the city. Protests continued over Israel's war at U.S. colleges and universities. Arrests made at the University of Virginia and the Art Institute of Chicago. Tonight, Boeing scheduled for the first crewed launch of its Starliner spacecraft. There'll be two astronauts on board. This is ABC News. The bodies of three tourists killed in Mexico have been identified by their parents. The American and two Australians were in Mexico to surf. Police believe they were killed by robbers who wanted the tires from their truck. Terrifying moment Sunday in the middle of a church service outside of Pittsburgh.
All of a sudden, I just seen a gun pointing right at me.
Pastor Glenn Germany says he's grateful to God to be alive.
And God has showed.
Jesus!
A gunman interrupted the pastor's Sunday sermon in North Braddock outside Pittsburgh, pointing that gun at him. Witnesses say the man pulled the trigger, but the gun jammed. All of it caught on the church's live stream.
It's ABC's Derek Dennis. Police now say they found a body at the home of the accused gunman. And some new recruits sworn in today in the world's smallest army. 34 new members of the Swiss Guard taking their oath to protect the Pope. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Out with the old and in with the new. Just like the weather, our clothing racks at the Creative Outlet are warming up with fashions that you'll want to wear this summer. Just remember, these consigned clothes are priced to sell, so they won't last. We're also setting up new accounts, so let us sell the hot brand name clothes that you're just not into anymore. Let's get your account started today at the Creative Outlet on Court Street in downtown Richland Center.
Now is a good time to reflect on your pharmacy needs. If you're thinking about switching, the place to go for great service from people who care is the Richland Family Prescription Center. The staff and pharmacists do whatever it takes to help you. They're never too busy to answer questions. Their goal is to be your primary source of healthcare information. With everyone watching every penny, they know it's dangerous and unhealthy not to take your medicine as prescribed by your doctor. They've always matched any price and honor any prescription program. They also work with you and your doctor to find less expensive medications. And the Richland Family Prescription Center features free in-town delivery and free mailing. The Richland Family Prescription Center, where you and your family always come first.
Family Prescription Center, where
your family always comes first.
5 minutes past 7 o'clock, 45 degrees with some beautiful sunshine today. We'll see about we can keep that sunshine going or if it'll get cloudy when Henry Bray steps in a few minutes. We'll check forecast details in just a moment.
Do you have a loved one in a nursing home? California mega millionaire Eric Hovde has some bad news for you. He doesn't think they have long to live. It's true. In a recent interview, Hovde said, if you're in a nursing home, you only have a 5-6 month life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is at a point to vote. That's shocking. But it gets worse. One of Hovde's companies is named a co-defendant in a wrongful death suit from an incident at a California senior living facility. He even referred to himself as an expert in the nursing home business. Yikes, that doesn't sound like the kind of expert we need. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him that Wisconsin seniors deserve to vote and get the care they deserve. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Incorporated.
Core & Main and A-Plus Furniture are now offering warranty on your furniture. If you have kids, pets, spills, stains, or damage, no problem. UltraCare will help protect your new furniture investment. We have multiple levels that can cover a single item or a full room of furniture. If you have food or drink stains, massage units and components, tear or rip, and more, don't worry, it's covered. Protect your investment. Stop in for more details at Core & Main and A-Plus Furniture & Mattress in downtown Richland Center.
A high in the low 70s today with sunshine and pleasant conditions. Southeast winds at 8 to 15. Tonight turning cloudy and breezy. Rain likely late, possibly a thunderstorm. A low of 53. Tuesday rain and thunderstorms early, then variable clouds and mild. A high of 74. Wednesday 73 with showers and thunderstorms likely by evening. Thursday 60 with breezy and cooler conditions. And Friday partly sunny with a 30% chance of showers by late evening. In Richland Center, after a low of 42 this morning, it is 45 degrees. Good morning on a Monday, May 6th.
She was dressed to kill. I was in my boots. So I had to pick for the uptown time. Yeah. But we talked for a while in a corner booth before closing time. She caught me by surprise. She said, give me a dirt road, the window's down. You wanna get lost on the edge of town in a Chevrolet. She said, give me a six pack, some Brooks and Dunn. If you want a country girl, you just found one. Let's slip away. Yeah, in a Chevrolet. I think I feel in love right then and there. We were out the door before the end of the song. I said, where to? She said, I don't care. Just don't take me home. What you waiting on? Just give me a dirt road. The window's down. You wanna get lost on the edge of town in a Chevrolet. She said, give me a six pack, some Brooks and Dunn. If you want a country girl, you just found one. Let's slip away. Yeah, in your Chevrolet. Windows down, wanna get lost on the edge of town in a Chevrolet. She said, give me six packs of Brooks and Dunn. If you want a country girl, you just found one. Let's slip away. She said, give me a dirt road. The windows down, wanna get lost on
Justin Lynch and Jelly Roll on WRCO Radio. It is 10 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock. We had a great day yesterday. Did a little bit of, I was grandbaby watching. In particular, just one, Alea. And it takes pretty strong effort just to watch the one, you know. But her mother and June were doing a little bit of getting ready for some family events, doing a little shopping. So we spent a little time, and I spent all my money on the claw machine and the photo booth and whatnot. So kind of runs into money trying to entertain these kids. Didn't win any stuffies either. Anyway.
Places I've been around the world. I've seen some pretty faces, been with some beautiful girls. After all I witnessed, one thing still amazes me. Just like a miracle, you have to see to believe. God bless Texas. With his own hand, brought down angels from the promised land. He gave them a place where they could dance. If you wanna see heaven, brother, here's your chance. I've been sent to spread the message. God bless Texas. First he let the sun shine, then he made the waters deep. Then he gave us moonlight for all the world to see. Well, everybody knows that the Lord works in mysterious ways. He took a rest, and then on the very next day, God bless Texas, with his own hand brought down angels from the promised land. Gave them a place where they could dance. If you want to see heaven, brother, here's your chance. I've been sent to spread the message. God bless Texas. God bless Texas. Well, I've been sent to spread the message. God bless Texas. I've been sent to spread the message. God bless Texas.
Seniors of Ithaca High School, your graduation is not just an end, but a beginning. Use the knowledge and skills you've gained to shape a future that reflects your passions and values. Best wishes from Muller & Sons Excavating, PB Cleanup, Walsh's Ace, and Boscobel & Center Pharmacies, along with Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe.
She said she was fresh from the farm. And I remember thinking for a country girl that she went pretty well armed. We sat there talking by the lobster tank. I ordered her a slow gin fizz. And when them chicken fried steaks arrived, she said, I like living like this.
with some stranger on a park bench. She said he rebuilds engines and his name is Earl. He's the Charlie Daniels of the torque wrench. I whispered, honey, let's just go on home and have some onion rings and watch TV. And as I walked her to the truck, Earl was crying, don't you leave me. I told him, this is the queen of my double wide trailer with the polyester curtains and the redwood deck. Sometimes she runs and I've got the trailer and dang, her black heart and her pretty red neck.
Kershaw on WRCO FM 100.9, 18 minutes now after the hour of 7 o'clock. Prepare for some silliness. It's Joke Day on a Monday coming up, plus a history lesson on today, the 6th of May, and birthdays and anniversaries in the next few minutes.
It is hard to balance the combination of spring's warm, rainy days with the occasional winter wind chill. This is Wirtz Plumbing and Heating. A heat pump from Armstrong Air is a great solution for inconsistent temperatures. There are also financial incentives for upgrading to a heat pump, along with potential energy savings on your utility bill. Call Wirtz Plumbing and Heating for a quote, 647-6345.
It's more than living, it's living well. Now might be the right time to consider the advantages of assisted living. Schmidt Woodland Hills is offering all private rooms in their Westview assisted living community. We are fully staffed and prepared to care for your loved ones with the dignity and respect they deserve. When only the highest quality of care will do, remember Schmidt Woodland Hills. Call Westview manager Bobby Stoltz at 608-647-8931 with questions or for more information.
We could try to explain what it feels like to get your work done on a John Deere. The way a Z-Track mower finishes in half the time you thought it would. How easily soil gets moved with a 1-Series tractor. Or how it feels to tow up to 4,000 pounds behind a Gator XUV. But if you really want to know what it's like to run with us, you just have to get in the seat.
Visit Hillsboro Equipment in Hillsboro, Mauston Equipment in Mauston, or Slama's Lawn and Sport in Reedsburg today, or find us online at hillsboroequipment.com.
Make mom smile with a special Mother's Day gift from Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers. From colorful hanging baskets and patio plants to unique yard art, beautiful fresh floral arrangements, and so much more, you're sure to find something she'll love. Can't decide? A Robin's Nest gift certificate is always perfect. Stop in today at Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers at the corner of Orange and 3rd, Richland Center, where flowers are our inspiration to create lasting memories.
Hey guys, I've devised a plan to find better home internet. Kids, you scout the web for the best deals. Honey, you monitor our projected data usage.
Or we could avoid that hassle and go with U.S. Cellular's home internet. There's no guesswork, and their internet's faster than ever.
U.S. Cellular new and improved home internet. Just $34.99 when bundled with a wireless plan.
Terms apply. Visit cellplus.com for details.
What are you paying for home internet? It's time to save and head to your nearest local U.S. Cellular store. See us in Richland Center, Spring Green, Reedsburg, and Viroqua.
Menopause begins at an average age of 51 and can be accompanied by a variety of symptoms and discomforts. Hot flashes, trouble sleeping, and surges in anxiety and depression are normal aspects of your body's changes. If you are going through menopause, consider talking to your primary care provider. There are a variety of medications and life practices that can help manage symptoms and restore quality of life. At the Richland Hospital and Clinics, we're here to help you stay on top of your health.
Monday's Roundup, proudly sponsored by Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such, Muller & Sons Excavating, and Napa Auto and Truck Parts. Providing you with the latest update with jokes and more knowledge than you'll ever need to start your week right.
It's time for the Roundup.
Rawhide. Cut them out. Ride them in.
Good morning, Philip.
How was your weekend, Hank?
Oh, it was delightful.
Delightful.
Full of ball. Four games on Saturday, a game yesterday.
Wow.
Yeah, just busy. Well, not a bad thing, though.
Yeah, well, that's good.
Not a bad thing.
Keeps you out of mischief?
Not a bad thing.
For the most part. How'd your diet do over the weekend?
Well, let's just go move on to the next question.
All right.
Is that okay?
Well, I just want to ask you because today, among the things to celebrate is International No Diet Day.
Really?
Today. So there you go. It's tough when it's on a Monday because a lot of people want to get back on their diet or start their diet on Monday. So I guess it's going to have to be Tuesday now, right?
Well, here's the story. Everybody knows Chelsea and Cody Clark, you know, from yesterday. I don't know Chelsea's mom, but I went to a tournament on Saturday for softball and bid on one of her pecan pies. And I won it.
Oh, really? Good.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's just say that's probably one of the best pecan pies that I've ever sinking my taste buds into.
So you fell off the wagon a little bit.
Oh, my goodness.
So when we're talking about one of the best pecan pies you've ever eaten, is the pie history then? Or did you take a piece out of it or sliver? Or what did you do?
It was a big pie, Phil.
Yeah, it must have been.
It was a big pie. It's not all gone.
Okay.
Yet.
Some of it.
But it was absolutely amazing.
That's awesome.
So,
you know, pecan is another one of those old-time standard pies. It's good stuff.
I think there were some Jack Daniel's whiskey in it.
Is that right?
Yes.
Good thing you didn't eat some before you went on the air here. You'd be a little bit loopier than normal, I guess.
Who says I did?
Little breakfast pecan pie.
Oh, my goodness, was that good. Well, it was unreal of how good that was. So,
also in our, not necessarily the news this morning, a bear sighting right around Souls Creek Road near Hub City last night.
Really?
Bear just kind of wandered across the road.
Looking for that pecan pie.
He might have been.
Or she, yeah. Wow, that's kind of cool.
Yeah, that is. Yeah.
Make sure your trash cans are in.
Well, that's right.
And your puppies.
Because there is a bear alert. We just had it in the news last hour, but it's in the Lake Mills area, Jefferson County, and I guess they're quite prevalent, knocking down trash cans and things like that. So,
anything they can get their little paws on.
Absolutely, or their big paws.
So anyway, you know, today is Chet's Chuckle.
Yeah,
Phil.
I know. Have you been working on your jokes?
I've worked on some. I have.
Good.
So, but to the person that lost a bundle of $100 bills worth $2,000 wrapped in a rubber band, I found the rubber band.
Did you? Yeah.
Oh. Well, just.
Yeah, not bad, Hank.
You know,
not
Phil,
bad.
this is where you and I used to, where we had our similarities in high school. We used to play Spin the Bottle. You remember that?
I never played it with you.
No, with your classmates.
Oh, yeah, right.
Yeah, we used to play Spin the Bottle when I was a kid. A girl would spin the bottle, and if a bottle pointed to you when it stopped, the girl could either kiss you or give you a nickel.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I could buy it. When I was 14, I could buy my own home.
That was a good money-making endeavor.
It was.
Jeez. Oh, Hank. Yeah. I've got one from the, this would have been a big one in 1982. Why does E.T. have such big eyes?
I don't know.
He saw his phone bill.
Oh, my goodness. Yes.
See, back then it would have been long distance.
Yes.
Now, I don't know whether what rates would apply today.
Yeah. For E.T. Yeah, there's no question. It's free roaming.
Right.
Hey, Phil, my wife slash girlfriend's upset with me today.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. I asked her when dinner would be ready.
Yeah?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, she was mowing the lawn when I asked her.
Really? Oh, man.
Yeah.
Keep her working.
Yeah, there, yeah, keep her working.
Uh-huh.
Phil, being me is just not easy. I have no makeup, no wig.
Huh?
If you're ugly, you're just ugly.
Yeah.
Don't I wear it well?
Yeah, you do.
Thank you very much.
Yep. Number one.
Yeah.
I would say you take the cake. Or the pecan pie, I mean.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah. I take the pie.
Chet's Chuckle is sponsored by Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such in Richland Center.
Green grass, yellow dandelions, and pesty moles. Hello, spring. Ellie here at Chet's. We have all of your lawn care needs for this spring season. Lawn seeds, fertilizers, and even mole control. Our ongoing sunflower seed sale will surely keep your birds singing in this beautiful weather. Warm weather also means chick season, but we don't just have chickens, we have baby pheasants available as well. We'd like to give a special thank you to all of our friends at Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such, because without you, there wouldn't be us. Stop down and see us at 880 North Orange Street, or give us a call at 647-8833 to place your pheasant order today.
Hank, what's the difference between an accordion and an onion?
I never knew that they were even closely remotely similarity related.
What's the difference between an accordion and an onion? No one cries when you chop up the accordion.
that's
one of those musician jokes. I've heard that before, or where the guy left the accordion in his car and the window open, and he was worried. And he went back, and here there was a couple of more. Somebody thought it was an accordion dumping site, so they threw two more in his car.
Oh, my goodness.
How about that?
Yeah. Hey, I told my wife she needs to embrace her mistakes, Phil.
Why is that?
She gave me a hug.
Oh man.
It's tough world out there.
Yeah,
buddy.
Tough one. Yeah.
Yeah, tough world.
Tough jokes for you this weekend. Here.
Hey, last night, speaking of my diet, I made a nice, healthy tuna salad.
Did you?
Yeah, I had to improvise a little bit. I didn't have any tuna, so I used beef burgers, and I didn't have any salad, so I used French fries.
Oh, heck, good. Oh, that sounds good. Yeah. Boy, you had a rough weekend with your diet.
Yes.
I'll tell you.
Hey, why did the old guy fall down the well?
It was a deep subject.
No, he didn't see that well.
Oh.
Hank, getting worse and worse.
Yeah, they're getting worse. Hey, Hank, what did one flea say to the other flea when they walked out of the movie?
I have no idea.
Shall we walk or take the dog?
Yeah. Yes.
Do you have a kicker this week or not?
I do, but I got one more than the kicker.
Oh.
At a couples counseling meeting, the speaker mentioned that couples are so disconnected that 85% of husbands don't even know their wife's favorite flower.
Wow.
Yeah. Mick turned to his wife and whispered, "It's self-rising, isn't it?"
Oh, boy.
Yep. And people wonder why I've been divorced.
Oh, Hank.
Yep. All right, my man.
But you're a good counselor, though.
If you have any issues, bring them to me.
Right, because you've seen it all before.
I've seen it all before.
Right.
And hopefully you're not in the same boat as I am. Bess Anderson is Chelsea Anderson's mom.
Oh.
The one who made the pecan pie. Oh, my goodness. Oh, I got jokes to say. I was living in pecan land there.
You're kind of in that pie mode.
Do you know how good that was on my taste buds?
I bet.
Good.
Especially
on,
when you've been eating celery and radishes for a couple of weeks.
Yeah, good on the hips is worst on the hip. Or good on the lips is bad on the hips.
Bad on the hips.
Yep. All right, here's my kicker, buddy.
All right.
The boss wondered why one of his most valued employees wasn't in and had not phoned in sick one day. Having an urgent problem with one of the main computers, he dialed his employee's home number and greeted with a child's whisper. "Hello? Is your daddy home?" he asked. "Yes," whispered the small voice. "May I talk to him?" the child whispered. The child whispered, "No." Surprised and wanting to talk to him with an adult, the boss asked, "Is your mommy there?" "Yes." May I talk with her? Again, the small voice whispered, no. Hoping there was somebody with whom that he could leave a message, the boss asked, is anybody else there? Yes, whispered the child, a policeman. Wondering what a cop would be doing in his employee's home, the boss asked, may I talk to the policeman? No, he's busy, whispered the child. Busy doing what? Talking to Daddy and Mommy and the fireman. came the whispered answer, growing more worried as he heard a loud noise in the background. Through the earpiece on the phone, the boss asked, what is that noise? A helicopter, answered the whispering voice. What's going on there? Demanded the boss. Now, truly, he's very apprehensive. Mm-hmm. Again, whispering the child answered, the search team just landed with the helicopter. Alarmed, concerned, and a little frustrated, the boss asked, what are they searching for? Still whispering, the young voice replied with a muffled giggle, me.
Oh, yes.
Yes. Oh, my goodness.
A little Hank.
Yeah, a little. Yeah. That's a little Phil Knee when he was growing up, I guarantee.
Yeah. No, I only hid a couple of times when they wanted me to get my hair cut. I never wanted to have that done, so I'd hide in a tree or something.
I hid 4 times a year, Philip.
When you got your hair cut?
Nope. 4 times a year I hid.
For your bath?
Nope. No. Make that 6 times a year.
Six, yeah.
But no, I hid 4 times a year. Grade card.
Yeah, I know.
Yes.
Grade card or parent-teacher conferences, which I think they do those twice a year now. They used to only do them once a year. But
yeah. Grade card come out, Henry was hiding.
That was a cold week.
Yes.
Yep.
It was cold something, I promise you.
Absolutely.
So anyway, buddy, have a good day. Everybody be kind.
That's Hank Brave.
Get your dirt work done right with Mueller & Sons Excavating. From drainage ditches to ATV trails, commercial sites to driveways, and residential areas to land clearing, we've got you covered. Now serving Ithaca with our new location. Call us at 608-415-7528 and schedule your project today at Mueller & Sons Excavating.
Tackle your next project with ease with Napa's Milwaukee line of tools. Heated jackets, vests, tool accessories, power tools, lighting, hand tools, storage, batteries, chargers, and so much more from Milwaukee and Napa. Milwaukee Tool has led the industry in developing innovative tools and worksite solutions. The most respected manufacturer of heavy-duty power tools, hand tools, instruments, and accessories. Milwaukee Tools in Napa, the perfect team, striving to make your days easier.
Hey everyone, Jamie here from Badgerland Flooring. Did you know that pet ownership in the U.S. is at an all-time high with approximately 79.7 million families claiming at least one pet? Well, with pets come the inevitable accidents that literally can wreak havoc on your carpets. But with Mohawk Smart Strand Forever Clean Carpet with all pet warranty, you can rest assured that your carpet will remain forever fresh. If you or your pets are in need of new carpet, now is the time to stop into Badgerland Flooring in Richland Center. Check us out on the web at badgerlandflooring.com.
In a world with so many things being the same, it's kind of fun to find something different. At WCCU Credit Union, we are striving to be that different kind of financial. A place that offers you the best of both worlds. Whether you want to do business in person or online, we have local people you know and trust, along with secure and robust online banking. Also, we have some awesome rates on savings, loans, and checking, too. For more information or to compare our rates, stop on in to any of our WCCU offices or visit us online at wccucreditunion.coop. All deposits are federally insured by NCUA.
Helping you build a better life, WCCU Credit Union.
Attention farmers and folks in need of quality supplies. Engine Creek Farm Store has got you covered. Located at 11678 Yuba Drive, Hillsboro, Wisconsin, Engine Creek Farm Store is your local oasis for all things farm and machinery supplies. From essential tools to supplies that keep your farm running smoothly, they've got it all. And guess what? Engine Creek Farm Store goes beyond the farm. You can also pick up some rugged clothes and boots for those hardworking days. Give them a call at 608-528-4001.
Here's your history lesson for today, the 6th of May, 1937. The hydrogen-filled German airship Hindenburg caught fire and crashed while attempting to dock at Lakehurst, New Jersey. That was 1937. 1954, medical student Roger Bannister broke the 4-minute mile during a track meet in Oxford, England in 3:59.4. Prior to that time, folks actually thought that maybe you wouldn't survive running that fast. That was a legitimate concern at that time. And on this day in 2004, the last episode of Friends aired on TV. Coming up, birthdays and anniversaries, sponsored by The Shoebox, where you receive service like it ought to be.
From infants to men size 19, The Shoebox has shoes for the whole family in the latest styles and fashions. Boots by Columbia, Wolverine, Cat, High-Tech, Skechers, Bearpaw, and more. Even football, basketball, baseball, and track cleats. Visit The Shoebox, a local Wisconsin company, and it's a win-win for you and the community. Shop elsewhere, and your money says goodbye. The Shoebox, located in Black Earth, where you receive service like it ought to be.
Happy birthday, Paxton Jones, from Grandma Stacy and Aaron. Also to Paxton, happy 5th, Peanut. Love Mom, Dad, Dalen, and Jed. And happy 5th birthday, Paxton Lonnie Jones, from Grandma and Grandpa T. Also today to Ezekiel Brown from Ash Creek United Methodist Church. To Dad Kevin Colson, lots of love from Karen and Adam. And to Grandpa Kevin Colson, lots of love from Haley. To Brother Kevin, love from Ron and Sherry. And to Son Kevin Colson, love from Mom and Dad. To Lemuel Miller Jr., Junior Miller, with a birthday today. Happy greetings from the Willow Valley United Methodist Church. And to Shirley Gokenauer from Willow Valley United Methodist Church. Enjoy your special day. Muscadet Blue River and Avoca Lions Club, with wishes for Carrie Selar, to Jonathan Kraska and Tom McKenna, also Ryan Zimmerman and Taxton Jones. Happy birthday wishes today from the Richland Center Lions to Ellie Turner, Nathan Bradley Carr, and Heath Colstead. And the best anniversary wishes to Robin and Steve Zemke on their special day from Little Willow Birthday and Anniversary Club.
If you just heard you're someone's name on the birthday list, I want to talk to you today. Hi, this is Amanda at J.J. Walsh Jewelers in downtown Richland Center, and I promise I can make this year's birthday extra memorable. We are Southwest Wisconsin's premier diamond jeweler for a few reasons. We have the largest selection of perfect jewelry for all taste. We treat every customer like family. We compete with any competition with the fairest prices, and we have the best smiles. Shop J.J. Walsh Jewelers, downtown Richland Center.
The Richland Cattle Center would like to thank its many sellers and buyers for their continued support. This Wednesday's sale at the Richland Cattle Center at Ithaca begins at 11:30 and will include their usual run of recently fresh cows and two-year-old heifers, milking and bred cows, open heifers of all ages, plus a breeding age bull. For up-to-date listings, visit stadieauction.com. And don't miss the Richland Cattle Center sale at Ithaca every Wednesday morning at 11:30.
As I mentioned earlier, it is No Diet Day today. It's Great Lakes Awareness and National Nurses Day. It's also National Meeting Planners Appreciation, Crepe Suzette Day, and National Beverage Day. Also, No Homework Day today. All right. 47 degrees at WRCO Studios as we head towards 73 later.
If you need bold banners to boost your business, but you're on a budget, think Staples. Posters, flyers, signs, and menus for less? Think Staples. Staples can print anything you need to move your business forward. Now at Staples, save $50 on your print purchase of $150 or more. Same day service available on hundreds of items if you order by noon. And all backed by Staples' Print Perfect Guarantee. So it's done right or it's printed again free. Staples, your local print and marketing expert. N61, visit staples.com/print for details.
Feeling saucy? Come down to A&W and dip a juicy 5-piece hand-breaded chicken tender combo into our new spicy 3-pepper fire sauce or our new savory A&W sauce. Dip into A&W and try them today.
Always made fresh root beer, always at A&W. Your A&W restaurant is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Stop by and enjoy.
At participating restaurants, prices may vary, tax extra.
Wisconsin's forest landowners cut timber from their land for a variety of reasons. The timber is mature. Some plan a harvest as part of their management plan. For others, the harvest may be a salvage operation in response to an unexpected natural disaster, such as a fire or windstorm. Landowners have trusted Meister Log & Lumber since 1936. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log & Lumber at 608-434-4413 today.
We'll check out sports next hour as well. We'll recap some weekend action. Lots of sports activities, local athletics, including some track meets, kind of getting down there toward the postseason. So some final tune-ups. And this week, a big week for games and meets. And hopefully the weather holds out. Looks like more of our rain and thunderstorms will be late at night, not necessarily during the day. So hopefully, they'll be able to get most events in. We'll be on hand tonight at Ithaca. The Bulldogs hosting Wazika Steuben in baseball and softball. We'll be at the Baseball Diamond, and we understand the game starts at 6 this evening. So, a little bit later start today. Might give me a chance to knock down my dandelions before I go.
Well, I went down to the Grundy County Auction, where I saw something I just had to have. My mind told me I should proceed with caution, but my heart said, go ahead and make a bid on that. And I said, hey, pretty lady, won't you give me a sign? I'd give anything to make you mine on mine. I'll do your bidding and be at your beck and call. Yeah, I've never seen anyone looking so fine. Man, I gotta have her, she's a one of a kind. I'm going once, going twice. I'm sold on the lady in the second row. She's an 8, she's a 9, she's a 10, I know. She's got ruby red lips, blonde hair, blue eyes, and I'm about to bid my heart goodbye. Well, the auctioneer was going about a mile a minute. He was taking bids and calling them out loud. And I guess I was really getting in it, cause I just shouted out above the crowd. And I said, hey, pretty lady, won't you give me a sign? I'd give anything to make you mine on mine. I'll do your bidding and be at your beck and call. Yeah, I've never seen anyone looking so fine. Man, I gotta have her, she's a one of a kind. I'm going once, going twice. I'm sold on the lady in a long black dress. Well, she won my heart, it was no contest. With a ruby red lips, blonde hair, blue eyes. Well, I'm about to bid my heart goodbye. Yeah, we found love on the auction block, and I hauled her heart away. Now we still love to laugh about the way we met that day when I said, hey, pretty lady, won't you give me a sign? I'd give anything to make you mine on mine. I'll do your bidding and be at your beck and call. Yeah, I've never seen anyone looking so fine. Man, I gotta have her, she's a one of a kind. I'm going once, going twice. I'm sold on the lady in the second row. She's an 8, she's a 9, she's a 10, I know. She's got ruby red lips, blonde hair, blue eyes, and I'm about to bid my heart goodbye.
Sold. There you go. That's John Michael Montgomery on WRCO-FM 100.9. This is Phil Nee wishing you the best.
Here at A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, we want to make the transition as easy as possible. Whether you are moving into assisted living, downsizing, or looking for a change, we got it. We are willing to work around your schedule. We offer delivery, setup, and disposal. We carry a variety of comfortable and functional pieces to fit everyone's needs, such as lift chairs, adjustable beds, and more. Stop into A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet to make your transition easier. Open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturdays, 9 to noon.
Good morning. It is a sunny 48 degrees in Richland Center at 7:45. WRCO News is, and WRCE News is sponsored by Chet's Feed, Seed and Such, Capital Wealth Advisory Group, and the Philback family of dealerships. Sunny to partly cloudy and pleasant today with a high of 73. Tonight turning cloudy and breezy, rain likely well after midnight, possibly a thunderstorm with the low of 53, and southeast winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. Currently in Richland Center, the air is calm and it's 48 degrees after a low of 42.
Hello friends, Mark Philback here from the Philback Family Dealerships, your go-to destination for all things automotive. Did you know we're celebrating 75 years in business? That's right, 75 years of serving our amazing community. And here's something that sets us apart. We are the home of the lifetime powertrain warranty. That's a commitment to you, our valued customers, for ensuring peace of mind every mile you drive. But that's not all. We've expanded our selection of inventory so you'll find the perfect ride for any lifestyle. The deals are getting sweeter, folks. Whether you're in Highland, Richland Center, Boscobel, or Prairie du Chien, or browsing online at philback.com, we've got incredible offers just waiting for you. So why wait? Come down to the Philback Family Dealerships and let us make your automotive dreams a reality. Visit us today, where trust, selection, and unbelievable deals come standard. The Philback Family Dealerships, 75 years strong with a lifetime commitment to you, where the customer is first since 1948.
Good morning from the Civic Media News Desk. I'm Joanne Krulatz. The Wisconsin Department of Justice has released new information on the Mount Horeb school shooting investigation. Investigators say the weapon a 14-year-old student brought to the middle school last Wednesday was a pellet rifle. That rifle looks like a regular rifle from a distance, and a witness who saw the boy with the gun called the police. Officers stopped the boy and told him to put down the gun, but he refused, and that's when police shot and killed him. No one else was physically harmed. Classes are scheduled to resume in the Mount Horeb district today. Some faculty at the UW-Madison are planning on a walkout today. Pro-Palestinian protesters made the announcement at the encampment on Library Mall Friday night. Also on Friday, UW-Madison's college Republicans held their own counter-protest. They're upset that UW leaders are still meeting with the protesters who are breaking the law with their encampment interactions between college Republicans and protesters remain minimal during the counter-protest. It's 6 months before Election Day, and Joe Biden and Donald Trump are locked in a presidential rematch. The race is highly in flux as many voters are only just beginning to embrace the reality of the 2024 contest. Wars, trials, the independent candidacy of Robert Kennedy Jr., and deep divisions across America have created much uncertainty. At the same time, domestic policy fights over abortion, immigration, and the economy are raging. On top of that, public polling consistently shows that voters don't like their election year options, but whether voters want to believe it or not, the general election matchup is all but set. Senate Republicans are returning to a strategy they hope could neutralize their Democratic rivals' financial edge, find rich people to run. But wealthy candidates running in Montana, Ohio, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin present a fresh set of challenges. One is hoping to recoup his own money before collecting resources for the fall race with well-funded Democrats. Others face questions about their past or where they live and spend most of their time. In each case, the relative unknown GOP contender is in a state critical to the party's chances to reclaim a Senate majority and is challenging a well-established, robust fundraiser seeking a third or fourth term in the closely divided Senate. The state Supreme Court has decided it will hear a case dealing with the legality of a mobile voting sites without first letting it wind through any lower appellate courts. A conservative law firm sued in December 2022, alleging Racine City officials illegally used a voting van to collect absentee ballots that year. A circuit judge in January ruled state law doesn't allow mobile voting sites. The Racine City clerk and the Democratic National Committee asked the Supreme Court to hear an appeal directly without letting a lower appellate court rule first. The court issued an order Friday indicating the justices had voted 4-3 to take the case. A former Milwaukee election official convicted of misconduct in office and fraud for obtaining fake absentee ballots has been sentenced to 1 year of probation and fined $3,000. 47-year-old Kimberly Zapata was also ordered Thursday to complete 120 hours of community service. Prosecutors charged Zapata in November 2022 with one felony count of misconduct in public office and three misdemeanor counts of election fraud. A jury in March found her guilty on all four counts. Zapata says she regretted her actions. She said stemmed from a complete emotional breakdown. She says she has autism spectrum disorder, which makes it difficult for her to regulate emotions, sensory input, and thought processes. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection has selected Haley Heinzel of Oconomowoc as Wisconsin's 77th Allison Dairyland. In this position, Heinzel will work for the contract year as a full-time communications professional for DADCAP, educating the public about the importance of agriculture in Wisconsin. Heinzel will graduate this month from the University of Wisconsin-Madison with a degree in life sciences communication. Heinzel was selected at the 77th Allison Dairyland Finals, hosted by Door County this weekend. She will begin her term as the 77th Allison Dairyland on July 8th. She succeeds the 76th Allison Dairyland, Ashley Hagenau of Poinette, who will continue her current term until the transition in July. The University of Wisconsin-Stout has been named a National Green Ribbon School by the United States Department of Education. The designation is awarded to schools for their sustainability efforts, including individual projects and the efforts to combine sustainability with daily operations of the school. According to a WQOW report, the student government and student organizations have committed over $500,000 to sustainability projects since 2014, dropping campus emissions by 33%. Harley-Davidson is moving workers from Wauwatosa in California and bringing them home to their Milwaukee headquarters. The Milwaukee Business Journal reports that the company is consolidating their live wire production line, housing it at their West Side facility. The live wire is their electric bike. Employees are expected to transition to the headquarters facility later this year. The Richland Center High School bands will present their spring concert tonight at 7:30 in the high school auditorium. The featured performing groups will be the Freshman Concert Band and the Symphonic Band. Senior band members will receive special recognition during the concert, as the concert will mark their final formal concert performance. The top band awards will also be presented during the concert. You are invited to enjoy an evening of band music tonight at 7:30 in the Richland Center High School Auditorium and to help the band celebrate the many successes of the students. Cost of admission is $5. Senior citizens will be admitted for free. Tickets are now available for a second daily Amtrak service between the Twin Cities and Chicago via Milwaukee. New state-sponsored Boralis trains originate from St. Paul at midday and from Chicago in the late morning. Travelers seeking a more comfortable, sustainable, and productive choice than driving will have double the current rail option starting May 21st. The trains will make the current Empire Builder stops between St. Paul and Milwaukee and Hiawatha stops between Chicago and Milwaukee. Amtrak Boralis trains will offer coach and business class in addition to a cafe car featuring regional items. Customers will enjoy wide reclining seats with ample legroom, no middle seats, free Wi-Fi, and views of the Mississippi River between St. Paul and La Crosse in daylight in both directions across Wisconsin. Amtrak Boralis coach fares start at $41 each way between St. Paul and Chicago for adults, with everyday discounts for children ages 2 to 12, students, seniors, veterans, military personnel, and families, groups, and others. The new service is sponsored by the state of Minnesota, Wisconsin, and Illinois. Amtrak now operates 29 state-supported routes with 18 state partners.
Green grass, yellow dandelions, and pesty moles. Hello, spring. Ellie here at Chet's. We have all of your lawn care needs for this spring season. Lawn seeds, fertilizers, and even mole control. Our ongoing sunflower seed sale will surely keep your birds singing in this beautiful weather. Warm weather also means chick season, but we don't just have chickens, we have baby pheasants available as well. We'd like to give a special thank you to all of our friends at Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such, because without you, there wouldn't be us. Stop down and see us at 880 North Orange Street, or give us a call at 647-8833 to place your pheasant order today.
Today is Monday, May 6th, Bonnie Jean Benita Williams, 69, of Baraboo, died April 27th at home after a long illness. Funeral services will be held at 2 this afternoon at Baldwin Funeral Services in Baraboo. Burial will be held in Walnut Hills Cemetery, Baraboo. Friends may call at Baldwin Funeral Services today from 1 until the time of service at 2. Bonnie Jean Benita Williams, 69, of Baraboo. Jeremiah J. Jeremy Larson, 44, of Muscadet, died Tuesday at UW Health Hospital in Madison. A celebration of life will be held Thursday at 5 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Thursday from 3 until the time of service at 5. The family suggests you wear a shirt from your favorite band to the service. In lieu of flowers, donations can be made to the National Institute of Alcohol Abuse and Alcoholism or the Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration. Jeremiah J. Jeremy Larson, 44, of Muscadet. Daryl Duane Daryl Beyer, 65, of Richland Center, died Tuesday. Funeral services will be held Friday at 2 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Friday from 11 until the time of service at 2. Daryl Duane, Daryl Beyer, 65, of Richland Center. Nancy Peterson, 82, of Richland Center, died Saturday. A celebration of life will be held Friday at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center from 5 until 7. Nancy Peterson, 82, of Richland Center. Ruth Ann Bristol, 80, of Richland Center, died Thursday from complications following a heart attack. A celebration of life and visitation will be held Monday, May 13th, from 3 to 6 at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. Ruth Ann Bristol, 80, of Richland Center.
Being a financial advisor is about more than money. It's about knowing what matters to you. At Capital Wealth Advisory Group, our advisors provide financial advice and investment strategies personalized for you. We care for your financial well-being so you can spend time on what matters most. For more information, visit CapitalWealthCares.com. Capital Wealth Advisory Group is a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. Ameriprise Financial cannot guarantee future financial results.
Many municipalities and areas have embraced No-Mow May as a way to encourage growth of food for pollinators coming out of hibernation. Julie Mazzolini with the Brown County Beekeepers Association.
No-Mow May is really well-intended because we want to remember that our pollinators need early blooming flowers. So by cutting down and removing all the dandelions, we're removing food for them, pollen and nectar.
Being mindful during spring yard cleanup can go a long way toward helping bees, butterflies, and other pollinators thrive. Wayne Stiegelman with A-Frame Acres.
Where most pollinators, I think 80% of them, they hibernate underground, either a newly mated queen or they lay their eggs, they have young underground. So that's why in May we have to be careful of how we clean up to protect them.
Stiegelman says slow mow May or mowing less frequently and putting your mower at a higher setting will help just as much.
We're changing the verbiage because some of the science behind it has been kind of retracted.
Environmentalists and apiary enthusiasts say allowing access to dandelions and early blooming plants during No-Mow May helps pollinators coming out of hibernation, but there is an even better option. Habitat loss is the primary reason for declining insect and pollinator populations. Check with your local municipality for No-Mow May restrictions or requirements. ABC News at 8 o'clock on WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCE 107.7 FM and 1450 AM in Richland Center is sponsored by Capital Wealth Advisory Group, helping you prepare for the expected and unexpected things in life, and by Driftless Area Group, your local land surveyors, real estate sales, and